7436 today.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome back to the 9 o'clock hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice you hear. It's actually his youngest son, Patrick. Paul's actually off in France with a group of listeners right now. He should be back next Sunday to answer all your gardening questions. So for now, I'm here to do the best I can to help you. I've been in the industry for about 20 years now. Been since I was a little kid and grew up with it. It's in my blood. Right now, I'm working at Northeast Nursery in Peabody, Massachusetts. As a yard manager, so I deal with the plants all day. I have 8 acres of nursery that I've been dealing with. So I'm touching, feeling, and playing with the plants all day. So if you have any garden questions, feel free to give us a call. Phone number here, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up first?
Okay, first up we have Aurea. She is calling about lavender.
Aurea, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thank you for taking my call. I have two questions. One is I have lavender that I planted last year quite a bit against a wall. It has full sun, and I was raking through them yesterday, and they appear very dried out, and so I'm not sure, do I trim them back now and give them a good cutting? And my second question is I have three magnolia trees that I planted about 3 years ago. They're still only about 5 feet tall and beautiful blooms, but I wanted to uproot them and put them more in the sun in a different area in my yard. So I wonder if it's, can I uproot those now?
Okay, we'll start with the magnolia. Excuse me. The magnolia, it's going to be flowering very soon. So it's something you actually don't want to transplant right now. You can put it into a lot of shock. So what you're going to want to do is let it flower and then transplant it from there. What you want to do is make sure you have a decent-sized root ball and then take that root ball and plant it that same day. Dig the hole already for where you want to put it. Get the hole ready and get some nice compost and put that in the area. Transplant them, and what you want to use is what I've been saying a lot today is the root stimulator by Fertiloom. You want to use that because that will actually help with transplant shock. So you're going to want to use that on the magnolias. That should help them. Let them bloom because that's what you want magnolias for is the beautiful blossoms. Should be in the next couple of weeks. You want to try and use that. Back to the lavender. Excuse me. The lavender, you said it was starting to dry out a little bit. So what you're going to want to do is make sure you get a nice watering to it, and you're going to want to feed it as well. You use it with a plant tone. You can use it with just like a garden tone or all-purpose fertilizer. You can cut that back by about a third of it, not too much. You're going to want to make sure you have some woody stem on that lavender. But you can do that, and along with the feeding should help rejuvenate it. And we thank you for the phone call. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Tomatoes get black spots on the lower leaves, and it quickly moves up the plant, killing your leaves, right? Now there is an organic fungicide called Serenade that was developed for the tomato industry in Florida that you can now use in your garden. So go to your local garden center and ask for Serenade Garden Fungicide. It's used by thousands of organic farmers to grow beautiful disease-free fruits, vegetables, and flowers. For more information on how to control over 20 common diseases in your garden, go to www.serenadegarden.com. Again, www.serenadegarden.com. All right, Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Mary, who has a problem with vole mice.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, hi. We have a problem this this spring. We've noticed we have a complete tunneling system, and the mice have eaten all the roots of all of the flowers in our backyard. The coneflowers are gone. Like, we're trying to rake things out, and, like, everything's just coming up, and the roots are gone. And we don't know how to – didn't know if there's an organic way to get rid of them. We have a dog, and there's cats in the neighborhood. We have children, and so we can't really poison the mice.
Yep, we didn't know there if there's is – Well, you can use, it's not just the mice, I would assume. I would think that there's a combination of voles and moles attacking the area. One product that's organic from St. Gabriel's called Holy Moly.
Okay.
It gets rid of the moles and it kind of keeps them out of the area.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of there's another product called Moltox, but I think that is not organic. I'm trying to get the information as we speak. But the Holy Moly will actually help. Another thing you can use is to keep mice away from the house is mouse magic.
Okay.
That will actually keep them away. That'll help avoid your property. Let's see here. I'm trying to think. I know I'm looking at a couple products. One's called Moltox. There's a Moltox, too, but I know they're not 100% organic, and I know that's what you're looking for.
We just don't want the dog to, die or, get poisoned or the kids.
Trust me, I completely understand that. That's not what you want to do. Trying to think here. Let me do this. On the next break, I'll get a little bit more in detail for organic, but I know the Holy Moly is organic.
Okay. Okay.
And that's four times powerful than a lot of the castor oil sprays that they have. So it gets a little bit more, and it's safe for pets. So I would think that would help in your area.
Okay.
And you can find that at a local garden center.
At a local garden center. And once you've put this down, like, how long do we have to wait to replant? Like, when do we know they're all gone? Do we just, like, retill the soil?
To replant, what I do is it's just basically eradicated all the plants then. All your plants are
pretty much there.
Just gonna start over.
Yeah,
but you can start over now. And what you do is in the area that it is, use this as before you plant anything. You can use this as a broadcast spreader.
Okay.
You can put it around the garden. And I'm looking at a product right on the bag. It says pet friendly.
Oh, okay.
It's got like a paw and it says pet approved.
Okay.
Which means that it's safe for the pets and children. And
okay.
So that would be something I would look at. And you can spray that. You can spread that around your gardens and your shrubs, etc. That would be the best organic product for you.
The Holy Moly. Okay.
Holy Moly. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Let me thank you for the phone call. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Up next we have John calling about woolly adelgid.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
I have some very tall, very old hemlocks, and we're in an area where a great number of these hemlocks have been diseased and stressed for some time now. And I bought a product that your father recommended several shows ago called Bonide Tree and Shrub, which is a systemic product which is supposed to kill adalgids. However, on the instructions, it did not state anything about hemlocks or anything that was of that sort of tree. And it also had a disclaimer in it that said something about older diseased trees might not, this might not work on. Now, one of these trees in particular is 70 inches, 75 inches around, which would take more than a whole 128-ounce bottle to treat. And I'm just wondering whether this is even worth it or whether I should have these trees sprayed or cut down, because it's they're probably 100. One of them might be as old as 100 years old, but they're very stressed.
Well, one thing you're going to want to do, John, is this is right now is the time to actually apply this, so this is like the perfect time to catch it. So what I would do, is, especially with the tree that has the 70 inches, 70, 75 inches, and it's going to take more than a bottle. It seems like it's almost out of your hands, really. What I would do is talk to an arborist, somebody who can spray and inject into the soil this type of product. You can use the tree and shrub or from Bonide, or you can use Bayer tree and shrub. For the smaller hemlocks, that's more of what it's meant for, but for the giant ones, I personally would bring somebody in and tell them what you're looking for. It's obvious to tell that right now you're going to see little white spots, or you've had it in the past. You know exactly what it is, so tell them what you're looking to do, and they could actually, over the phone, give you some sort of estimate as well before even coming. So talk to a local arborist. That would be the best way to do it. We thank you for your phone call. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. If you want to keep your fruits, berries, and veggies free of insects and disease and stay organic, then think about it. Organicide from Organic Labs. Organicide was developed for the citrus industry and is now available for the home gardener. It's a blend of marine and plant oils that work by suffocating the oils, the insects, and diseases in your garden. Blossom end rot on tomatoes and squash is a soil-borne problem that makes a black rot on the bottom of your tomatoes. Stop it this year with Tomato Maker. Also from Organic Labs, Mycosem, a mycorrhizae fertilizer. Go to www.organiclabs.com.
Having a healthy, beautiful lawn isn't hard. In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. Hi, this is Ashton Ritchie from Scotts. With Scotts' 4-step annual program, having a great lawn couldn't be simpler because it takes the guesswork out of giving your lawn what it needs when it needs it. Scotts' 4-step distills it all down to just 4 applications you make throughout the year. 4 bags of the precise mix of nutrients your lawn needs at the precise time it needs them. 4 easy steps that take you just minutes, yet give your lawn what it needs to be its best all year. To solve problems like weeds, bugs, and thin spots, and help it be the healthy, beautiful lawn you and your family want. The time to get started with Scott's 4-step? Now. So get to your local hardware store or garden center today and get a great Scott's lawn. Easy as 1, 2, 3. You get the idea.
This year, before you mulch your flower and shrub beds, apply Weed Grass Stopper from Fertilome. Will prevent your weeds from germinating for 1 year. Now plant your vegetable garden and apply Weed Grass Stopper when finished and put the weeder away. If grass is a problem growing in your perennial and shrub beds, spray them with the new Over the Top 2. Over the Top 2 will kill grasses but not hurt anything else. Over the Top 2 will also be used in a vegetable garden to kill grass. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
And welcome back to the Paul Farron Garden Club. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice. It's actually his youngest son, Patrick, joining you. I'll be here today. My father will be back next Sunday. He's off in France with a group of listeners. Last hour, at the end of the hour, I had Paul call in about lawn spots. And sorry, Paul, I forgot to get back to you. But I am back to you now. This is what I want you to do. There's in the area, it seems like the root system is just really thick underneath. Excuse me. So what you're going to want to do is use products from Jonathan Green called Black Beauty Seed. That will actually, the roots will actually go down further on the Black Beauty than any other seed, and it'll go in shade and sun areas. So it'll be perfect for this area. What you can do is use the Hydratane to help when the drought times happen, which would be in like June and July. You want to spray it now because it needs to get into the soil and acclimated and get to the area. So you can use that. It's by Water Wizard. You can use that, and you can use Black Beauty by Jonathan Green. Use those two and a starter fertilizer to give it a little boost as well, and you should be, you know, in the money this time. Black Beauty is a great product, and I've seen it work, you know, everywhere. We thank you for the phone call. I'm sorry it took so long to get back to you, Paul. Phone number here, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Lee, who's calling about a white pine.
Lee, welcome to the Paul Farron Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, Paul. I have a white pine, 8 to 10 feet tall, and it's turning brown, and it's on the property line. The other trees, there's eight or trees in the, and they're okay. I was wondering what I could do to save it.
Is it the tips that have turned brown or the inside?
Yeah, all through the tree.
All throughout it, it's all brown?
I put some water the other day. I thought that maybe it'd be, it needed water, but I don't know.
It seems like if the entire tree is starting to brown, what you're going to want to do is go back a little bit into the plant and scratch the bark and see how, if there's any green underneath it. The darker the green, the better off the plant is. The lighter the green, the more there's an issue. What you can do is if there is a lot of green in the plant, you can actually try to fertilize it with an evergreen fertilizer such as Hollytone. Put that at the drip edge of that. Other than that, it seems like if it's all turning brown, you might have one loss out of the 10 trees that are there. You might have to just cut it down and start anew. But really, you really need to get in there and see if there is some green left and see if you can get into there. If there is some green left and you want to get rid of the brown, cut it back. Cut the brown out that's dead. Get rid of the dead, and then you can actually try and rejuvenate this tree. But it seems like you might have a casualty in this the line of trees. We thank you for the phone call. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Natalie, who has a few questions about fertilizing.
Natalie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi. I really had questions about general preparation for, at this time, for rhododendron and forsythia and even lilacs, just because we have pretty lousy soil, and just want to know what to do at this time. What's the best thing to do?
Now, the plants are existing, or you want to put them in?
No, they're existing, and they've been there for a while. And they've been neglected,
okay.
I will confess.
Okay. One thing you can do is the product that my father's talked about recently is by Jonathan Green. It's called Miracal. You can use it for your lawn, but it actually has parts of it that can actually go to rhododendrons and lilacs. So you can place that around there. If you don't want to do that, you can use an all-purpose like plant tone. Plant tone for the lilac and the forsythia, and then the rhododendron is more of an acidic-loving plant, so it would want something along the lines of Hollytone. So there's a couple, but you can use this Miracal product as well. I would do that. You're going to fertilize on the drip edge of the plants, which is the outside part of the tree, the shrubs. And read the package to tell you exactly how much you want to use on it. It's something that you're going to want to keep doing. You can't just do it for a little while and then neglect it again. If you want it to keep going, you're just going to have to keep going year in, year out. So we thank you for the phone call, Natalie. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. We answered all your gardening questions for about a half hour more, and then next week you get my dad back. My father will be back from France. Again, he's in France this week, and I'll be covering for him. Phone number, 800-259-9231.
Now the spring is here, your lawn and your garden are waking up and coming alive, and boy, are they hungry. This year, satisfy your plant's nutritional needs with a healthy, all-natural diet from Organica. If you're a regular listener, you know that I've been talking about Organica for years. I love their approach to gardening. They nurture the plant from the ground up by enriching the soil with beneficial microorganisms. Organica's patented fertilizer simultaneously feeds the soil and the plant. Their all-natural four-step lawn care program is just what the name implies, 100% organic and natural. Make this year's garden season an Organica one. The soil will thank you. Your lawn and garden will come alive like never before. This spring, go to your local independent garden center and ask for Organica lawn and garden products by name. It's time to apply Lawn Booster, step one in Organica's all-natural four-step lawn care program.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-293-9219. That's 800-293-9219. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-293-9219 today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die. Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. We're going to answer all your gardening questions the best we can. My father, Paul, will be back next week. He's off in France, but he will be back next week to answer all your gardening questions. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Bill calling about zoysia grass.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, good morning. How are you doing?
Good,
I was just wondering, what do you think of zoysia grass in the Rhode Island area?
What do I think of it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan of it. personally, I are you just looking to get rid of it, or are you just wondering
to grow
if it's all right to grow it?
Yeah, I was thinking of putting it in the yard.
I mean, there are people out there who consider it a more of like a weed. I mean, it's really up to you. It does go a little nuts in the yard, so it might do well. For your area, you're in a little bit warmer climate than the Boston area.
Uh-huh.
So that should do a little bit better for you. So you could try it out. It wouldn't, it'd be worth it. It's not too expensive to do. unless you're doing a huge lawn. How big of a lawn are you looking for?
I'm just trying maybe 3,000 square feet, maybe a little less.
Okay. Well, one thing you can do is if you want to make sure it actually establishes, you're going to want to do a couple things to help it. What you want to use after you seed, you want to use a seed starter fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to want to make sure that if you find a seed starter, that it doesn't have like a crabgrass killer or anything in there.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You want to make sure. You just make sure it's a seed starter, not something with chemicals to get rid of the crabgrass, et cetera.
Huh.
Okay.
What is it you don't like about it? Is there anything you don't like about the Zoysia?
To be honest, everybody, you know, it goes back. Everybody just likes their regular, you know, Kentucky bluegrass. That's what I'm a fan of, you know, myself. But I don't have any dislikes. I'm not a big fan of it myself. But one thing else that you're going to want to do when you put this on is use a product called Hydratane. And what it's going to do is it's going to help keep the water to where it needs to go for the roots to help establish it. So when we get a drought season, you know, June, July, when it's starting to get the water bands, this will help with the drought control. So the watering will actually keep getting done for the seed.
Alrighty.
And that's a lot of time in the first year when you're planting a new lawn. You always want to make sure you keep it wet, keep it wet. Well, Hydratane during these drought periods will actually keep the soil moist. And another thing about that is, too, is, you know, we're already really dry right now. So the watering bands could happen early. So you're going to want to, when you plant that, you're going to want to make sure you put the Hydratane down with it.
Alrighty.
But that would be the best way to do everything.
And
we thank you for the phone call, Bill. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Ever plant a garden and only part of it grew? You did everything right except to figure out how the sun and shade would affect the plants? Help is on the way with the new SunStick. This new technology helps you plan for a better perennial garden, helps you select the right shrubs for your yard. The SunStick tells you just how much sunshine or shade is in the location you have selected for your plants. Before you plant, use the SunStick. Put the right plant in the right place this year. Go to www.gosunstick.com for a garden center near you. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
We have Tony on the line calling about holly trees.
Tony, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning to you, and thank you for your program. I had a problem a year ago. It was not a problem, but a concern of a holly tree, the one with the pointed leaves on it. And it turned brown, a complete dark brown, and finally died. And I let it there, and then all of a sudden there's new growth that come out of it, and I chopped the tree down and so forth, and it's there. But since that time, I've got three more holly trees, approximately the same size, that have gone in that direction, and I'm very concerned about it. They're so beautiful and whatnot. And they've just gone to a very dark brown on the leaf and then just have died.
Now, it's taken over the whole entire tree?
Yes.
How?
It's in an area of a – I've got a densely tree area. It's in an area about, you know, 20 square feet or something like that, whether that has any impact on them. Like, because they have other holly trees and they're doing fine.
Okay. Here's what I want to suggest for you is go out there and grab a sample from the brown where it's turning really brown, cut it back, and put it in a plastic bag.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I want you to go to a local garden center because I can't tell with this if there's something on the plant or not chewing at it. Sometimes what will happen is you won't even tell. It won't be, like, chewing on the outsides. It has, like, a piercing, sucking, like, nose, the insect.
Uh-huh.
What it'll do is it'll suck the juices and everything out of the leaf.
Really?
And that will actually slowly kill it. So what I'm suggesting is grab a sample of it and put it in a plastic bag.
Just a limb of the tree with some of the leaves on it.
Yeah, some of the leaves, some that are more brown than others, and et cetera. And then what I want you to do is go to a local garden center and say, this is what I have. This is the area that I have it in. I have a few other ones, and I'm concerned that it's going to go to them. Is there anything I can do right now?
Okay.
There could be something that happened to the root system that you need to might stimulate the roots to
really?
Get it. Sometimes it'll show it that way, or sometimes it's an insect that's a piercing, sucking type that will absorb all the liquid out of the plant.
Interesting.
So,
now, but the trees that are, again, are similar, the same type of a holly tree close by is not affected by it.
Well, sometimes it just it'll go from tree to tree. That's
it
what
will. Okay.
You know, and sometimes since they're so close, the root system gets connected too. So what could happen is it could go through that way. So that's one thing I just want you to get a little bit more information. That's why I think going to a garden center is the best way to do it. But one thing you can do is a root stimulator to try and stimulate more root growth to get better growth on the other trees. I think that would help the most. But like I said, the garden center, they can take a close look. They might actually find a small insect that's on the plant or something along those lines that I can't see over the radio.
Okay. Would a Hollytone help on that?
Hollytone would be the perfect fertilizer.
Yes.
For it. You can do that now. That would help the living ones, and it'll give them food because they were all dormant for the winter, and now they're waking up, and they're hungry. They're looking for food.
Ah, there you go. Very good.
So
thanks very much.
It. And we thank you for the phone call, Tony. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, we have Barbara on the line with a question about her hydrangea.
Barbara, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Okay, I have a huge hydrangea bush, okay? It's been here when we bought the house 12 years ago, and each year it's been absolutely beautiful, huge white hydrangeas. Now, this year, the old ones have not fallen off, and the branches are extremely thin. I don't necessarily, and I have scraped some of the bark on it, and some of it's green, and I know some of it is dead. Now, I'm wondering if I should cut it way back or what I should do with it. It was so beautiful.
Well, one of the things you can do is you want to take a look at it. Is there any buds coming out from underneath? Is it starting
to
show a little bit?
Not that I can see.
Not that you can see.
I don't see anything.
What you can do is, and it might affect this year's blooming for you this year, but in the long run, it's going to be the best thing for it, is you can cut it back a little bit. You might not have as many blossoms this year as you normally would, because it seems like you have a white, like Annabelle-type hydrangea maybe. And that has more of a, those grow on old wood, which means that it's last year's wood that they bloom on. So one thing you can do is if you notice that there are some dead, you can get rid of the dead, and that'll help stimulate some growth from underneath. But if you'd like, you can cut the plant back by a third. But like I said, it's going to affect some of the blossoms for this year because you're going to be cutting some of that. But, you know, you never know. You could actually be doing something even more beneficial, rejuvenating the plant, getting it out there, and it could, you know, in the future years, it could actually have more blooms than it does that it has in the past. And we thank you for the phone call, Barbara. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next we have Frank, who's calling about his yew bushes.
Frank, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. Thanks for taking the call. Yesterday, my neighbor wanted to remove some yew bushes she had in her yard, and we tackled it, and it took us like 3 hours to dig these yew bushes out. They're very large, and we didn't get a very good root ball and had to remove some of the main roots. And we put them in the ground, and we're just curious as to how they're going to if they'll survive, if we should fertilize them, and what are the chances of survival.
Well, the one thing with a yew is what it does is it sends down a tap root. So there's a root that was in the center that went straight down to hold it from falling over, and that's one of its main roots. So if you didn't get that, it might not do as well as you're expecting. What you can do is you should put some root stimulator on there. There's a product from Fertiloom that I've talked about a few times today. It's a root stimulator that'll help with transplant shock. You don't want to put that in there, and it has a little bit of fertilizer in there as well. You're going to want to make sure you keep it watered and make sure that the water stays on it. You know, don't soak it all the time. Just make sure that it's getting water because you don't want it to dry out, especially when it lost a lot of its root system. So the basic thing that you're trying right now is work on the root system. So there is hope. There's always hope. Just want to get that stimulator on there as soon as possible. And we thank you for the phone call, Frank. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants, except for vegetables, and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for 2 months, even during the winter. When planting new shrubs and perennials, apply every 2 weeks, as the plant is continuously making new growth for June and July. If rodents ate your flower bulbs last year, be sure to treat the new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting them this year. Use Bob X for deer, Bob XR for rabbits and small animals, and Bob XG for geese problems on your lawn. Bob X is a unique foliage spray that is environmentally compatible and harmless to wildlife and aquatic life. No petrochemicals ever. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, on the line we have Rita, who has a problem with her rhododendrons.
Rita, welcome to the Paul Farron Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi. I'm calling about some rhododendrons that we have. They're 20 years old in front of our house, and a car, unfortunately, went right through them and split the three of them right in half. So half of it is alive, and the other half, there's nothing there. And I was wondering, do you think they'll survive? Or how can we treat the soil underneath to help it?
One thing you want to do, you're going to want to do is make sure you got rid of everything that got damaged. You want to make sure that the damaged part is eradicated, get rid of. And you can use Holytone for the soil to help that. Holytone on the bag will tell you exactly how much to put on the rhododendron. We thank you for the phone call. Phone number here, 800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231.
Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the EarthBox. The EarthBox is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The EarthBox comes with an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the EarthBox comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer band, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The EarthBox. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram. With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite organic fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought condition and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite. How would you like to know when your houseplants are thirsty? Today it's possible with the water stick. The water stick measures the moisture in the soil and tells you by changing color. It works in all soils. This technology also identifies if the plant is overwatered and lets you know by changing color. Just push the top of the water stick and instantly you know if the plant is too wet or it needs a good drink of water. Save your houseplants with the water stick.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. And we're right back into the phone lines. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, we have Paula on the line calling about an oriental lily.
Paula, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. I received an oriental lily for Easter, and the instructions say that it would bloom in mid to late summer. However, it's blooming now, so I'm wondering if I can plant it outside or when should I plant it outside.
I would wait to plant it outside. What what happens is that those type of lilies, what they do is they push them to bloom right now for the Easter holiday. So they're blooming now. The reason why I say wait is because of the fact that it's kind of still a little bit cold, a little bit, you know, we're getting warm day. We had two warm days in a row. Then it's, you know, in the 40s today. Wait until the temperature kind of levels off and it's staying the same, not fluctuating so much. That way we're not, when you put the plant out there, it doesn't kill the lily. What you can do is during the day when it's nicer, you can put it outside and then at night bring it in to try and acclimate it as well. But I'd wait maybe about like a couple weeks. You want to make sure it stays watered inside the house, etc. Keep it in a sunny window. But really, I'd wait a couple weeks before I planted it. And we thank you for the phone call, Paula. Phone number 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next we have Gene on the line who has a problem with some moss.
Gene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
I have an area where I have a lot of moss and just a little bit of grass, and I want to plant some regular grass. What I've done is I removed as much of the moss cover as possible, and I purchased some ag waste ass-stacking lime and some starter fertilizer. What I like to know, do I need to place some moss preventer on the area before I plant the seed, and can I use all these products together, or do I have to straddle them? And
what I would do is, after you get rid of all the moss, you just recently did the moss?
Yes.
You just get rid of the moss?
Yeah.
There's a product I believe is called Moss Out. What it does, it'll kill any of like anything that's left that you missed with a rake.
Okay.
Get rid of that, and I think you have to wait like a week or two, maybe even less. It will tell you on the package before you can start. And then I would reseed it, and then you can seed it with the starter fertilizer at the same time. And one other thing you should really think about throwing in there as well is the hydrotain, the water, where you water it in and it puts a, it'll allow it to thrive through drought conditions. And that's something you actually got to think about now instead of when the drought actually happens.
Okay.
Because it won't strive as well. It won't do its job. The hydrotain won't do its job until then.
Okay.
But definitely, I'd get rid of, make sure all the moss is out with this Moss Out product. It's just an extra, just in case. That way, you're not planting everything and you're taking all that time and money just to come back and there's a little bit of moss that you missed and it comes back.
Okay. Do I need to put the lime down now and with the moss out area time?
I wouldn't put it down now. You can use, I think the liquid lime or the lime, you can use that later. I wouldn't do that now.
Okay. So start with the moss out is what you're saying.
Get rid of the moss out first. Let's get rid of the first problem before we start on to the next. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That way you eradicate one problem and then it's in the past. You don't have to worry about it. And then you can start on a great looking lawn in that area.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the phone call. Phone number here, 800-259-9231. Try and get a couple more phone calls in here, maybe one. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next we have Dave, who has a problem with lily beetles.
Dave, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Good. I have a question. My lilies took a beating last year from all the lily beetles. I have four or five different areas, and they just devastated the plants as far as eating all the leaves. The research that I've done has found that they lay their eggs on the ground there also. How do we deter that from continuing to happen?
What you're going to want to use is the Bayer Tree and Shrub. It actually works on the Asiatic lily beetles. You want to spray the plant and the soil around it, and you're actually going to want to go everywhere around where you have the lilies, even some wooden structures. They might hide their eggs in there as well. You'll want to do that as soon as possible. You're going to want to spray that in the area, all over the plant, all over the ground, all over everywhere in the area to get rid of them. And we thank you for the phone call, Dave. I'd like to thank my father for allowing me to do the program for him. He'll be back next week. He's in France. So he'll be back next week. Give him a call. Ask him as many questions as you want. Tell him how good I did. And, but I appreciate everything he's done. Look for him on the website at www.paulparent.com. Look for some new stations. And next week, celebrating 26 years, going to be returning to his roots. You'll understand next week. He'll give you a little bit more information. And I thank everybody for listening today, and have a good